Giuliani.
No, he was just looking back, and we were talking, and he saw my ring, and I talked about Texas a little bit. Then we started talking basketball, but the whole time, I don't know, I had me undies on. I don't know what he's checking out, but he had his head so far down. I'm like, hey, come on, son, here. Let me help you with your chin a little bit. Look up here and talk to me. He was like embarrassed or something. It was like the weirdest thing. Are they afraid of people now?
Yeah, I'm sure his mom has taught him, don't talk to strangers.
He was 13 or 14. He wasn't two. He wasn't 2 years old.
Two lonely people, we were
stranger danger is in effect. That's right. Yeah, we got a lot to do. We got some breaking news coming up that I think you're going to want to hear. We also have Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, in an hour. Shaka Smart joins the show in 2 hours. And then a new feature coming in your way in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Where's the Fun Wednesday? We'll get you what's going on in Austin, Texas, with our friends at Austin 360 and the Austin American Statesman. So a lot to do. But BK has just blasted out on the Horn Twitter. Bucky has brought in the picture. This is unbelievable. This is going to go viral.
No, it is not.
Now, the picture is sideways. BK, can we fix that? Or can you fix that potentially?
I wanted to make sure that everything got in the picture.
You just had to have everything.
But you're going to have to see this. A blast from the past. It says, Bucky has brought in his old school 70s picture of himself. What do we call this? Your non-romantic roommate, Pam Cummings.
With a pan in her hand.
Looks like she's going, looking for gold.
And Jimmy.
Who looks like...
I'm going to redo this. I'm going to straighten it out.
Yeah, see if we can get that turned. But the Buck, it's Buckaroo Buck. I didn't know they wore cowboy hats in Pennsylvania in the 70s.
Dude, I've been a cowboy for a long time. I told you I was a cowboy. I don't dress up and take pictures in a blue bonnet. I'm not a Little Sweet for nothing. I was BK's age right there. I was the original Little Sweet before Little Sweet was Little Sweet.
Where'd you get that hat?
I'm a cowboy. They have cowboy gear.
You are dead on. You tried to describe Pam Cummings, and you said she dressed like Little House on the Prairie.
She's Amish. What about Jimmy?
I don't know.
Pancho Villa?
BK is going to retweet this so that the picture is forward, because it's just turned. If you had to turn your head to see the picture clearly.
It's done.
All right, we're done. Now we got the Horn picture with Pam Cummings. There it is. We need captions today. We need captions this picture, please. I will retweet it by my Twitter. BK will as well.
Jimmy looks like a Mexican rabbi.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure these people. Is he like the... They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. I could make up 1,000 words about this picture alone.
Why is my leg over the rail?
Yeah, why you got your leg kicked up like that? And you got some nice boots. And you got a goofy hat.
It's not a goofy hat.
That's a tall Texas hat.
What about my kerchief?
Where are we all going?
Nowhere. We just took pictures. What do you mean, where were we going?
I don't know.
This is how I walked around Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I did not, please.
This is 1970 what?
No, it couldn't be in the 70s. This is when I graduated. I was done, remember?
So 78?
I would have been about 24 years old.
You're born in 55.
And I think there's some sideburns. There's some sideburns to that, dude.
Yeah, you got some chops going on there, dog. That is awesome. Black shirt, kerchief. This was picture
that's
day.
Not just black. That's satin.
Oh, sorry.
Pants, too.
Satin pants?
Yes, those are the same.
Can you put that on Instagram, too, BK, there? I just report. We got these to go out. That is awesome. Blast from the past, Bucky's old school 70s picture with Pam Cummings and his third roommate, Jimmy. This is the reverse Three's Company from the day. Could have been a sitcom.
Three's Company.
Two dudes and a girl. That's how that worked out. Remember Jack Tripper?
Jack Tripper, that's right. With the
two girls. This is you and another dude. Where'd you find Jimmy, by the way? Was he more a friend of... Pam's?
Jimmy was more of a friend. I was the kind of odd guy in there. They'd already been living together. They'd already been snuggling. I mean, whatever.
Did you snuggle with Jimmy, too?
No. When Jimmy would come home drunk, Jimmy couldn't move. He was just...
Oh, kind of pass out drunk.
Yeah,
he was a pass out drunk. One of those
guys. He was just gone. He's like, BK, don't touch him. Don't even talk to him. He'd just go up to his room, and that'd be it.
Oh, that is classic. So that picture is out. We need some captions from you for it, and we'll take those throughout the course of the morning. Maybe we'll have Shaka Smart for a caption on that picture this morning.
Ask Mo Bamba what he thinks.
Mo Bamba. Hey, let's get the headlines, then we'll dive into our March Madness update. Longhorns getting ready for action on Friday. Let's get you the news. UBO Business Service is bringing you the headlines. Let's start with the Longhorn baseball team. Early season struggles continue for the Horns. They fall to 9-8 last night, their fourth consecutive loss. They got pounded pretty good by fifth-ranked Arkansas, 13-4, first of two in Fayetteville. Razorbacks broke a scoreless tie with 7 in the third, aided by 4 walks from UT starter Bo Ridgeway. Texas responded with single runs in the fourth and fifth to get it back to 7-2, but the Hogs blew it open from there. A 4 spot in the bottom of the fifth, highlighted by a 3-run home run by the third baseman Casey Martin. Texas pitching staff has now allowed 40 runs in a 4-game skid that has dropped the Horns just a game over 500 for head coach David Pierce.
Well, it's about pulling for each other and playing the game the right way, even if the score's out of hand like it was, and I thought we did. You know, we don't like the result, of course, but this team's going to grow from this. I'm telling you, it's a tough stretch for us right now, but they're going to grow from it.
Two teams meet again today at 4. Right-hander Nico O'Donnell takes the hill for Texas in Fayetteville. You can hear that game over on 101.9 FM and AM 1260. College basketball last night. The 80th men's basketball tournament got going with the first two of the first four play-in games in Dayton, Ohio. First game saw Radford down LIU Brooklyn 71-61. They'll now move on to face number one seed Villanova tomorrow in the first round of the tournament. Second game saw St. Bonaventure take down UCLA 65-58. Their first NCAA tournament victory since 1970. Bonnies will now face Florida on Thursday as an 11 seed. How about Dayton and Dayton tonight? The battle for the final two spots. The final 16 seed will go to either Texas Southern or NC Central. That's followed by Syracuse and Arizona State playing for the last of the 11 seeds. The full field of 64 begin play on Thursday in first round action. Longhorns play their first round game with Nevada Friday afternoon, 3:30 in Nashville. In the NBA, Kawhi Leonard still out for the Spurs, but they did get LaMarcus Aldridge back last night. It was a help as he scored 24. San Antonio rolled Orlando 108-72. In Dallas, meanwhile, Harrison Barnes scored 30. Mavericks down the Knicks 110-97. NFL league business and the league year opens today, 2:00 local time. A lot of contracts have already been agreed to, including a number of quarterback deals. Drew Brees going to re-sign with the Saints today on a 2-year deal worth $50 million. Kirk Cousins, the free agent prize at quarterback, is going to land in Minnesota with the Vikings for the expected 3-year deal worth $84 million, fully guaranteed. Case Keenum, as we talked about yesterday, going to the Broncos. Sam Bradford will sign a 1-year deal with the Arizona Cardinals. Teddy Bridgewater, 1-year deal with the Jets. Jets are also going to re-sign Josh McCown on a 1-year contract. A couple other big signings agreed to yesterday. Tennessee Titans in the Texans division agreeing to big lucrative contracts with cornerback Malcolm Butler and running back Deion Lewis. They will both bolt the Patriots, as will Danny Amendola. He's going to sign with the Miami Dolphins. Cowboys need another linebacker because Anthony Hitchens, their inside linebacker, is going to sign with the Chiefs today. And the Packers plan to release wide receiver Jordy Nelson, but are going to sign tight end Jimmy Graham and defensive end Muhammad Wilkerson away from the Jets. And that's the news.
Documation is now UBO Business Services. New name, same great people, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at UBEO.com.
I like this picture a lot.
I was hoping. I just wanted to prove to you that I had the picture. And why did I keep this picture all my... I mean, I've had this picture forever.
It's meant a lot to you.
Not really. But it's just...
And it's a black and white. I mean, it's 19, and I want to say this is 78, 79. Is that right? If you were 24, that means you're about, that's about the late 70s.
Yes.
So you guys said, you Pancho Villa there, Jimmy.
Jimmy's the Jimmy the Kid. How about Jimmy the Kid?
Jimmy the Kid. What is that, a?
We look like a gang, though. Don't we look sort of like a gang that goes and robs banks back in the day?
I guess.
Would you say that, BK? Do we look like we could go rob a couple banks,
let me ask you,
get away with it? On horseback? No?
No, dude.
What are we like? Cooks or something?
Like
on
you
a...
and Jimmy are about to start filming Brokeback Mountain. With a camera woman in the middle.
Or yeah, or it's going to be something else. Those are our filming. Let me ask you this. Is Pam Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S Cummings?
Yes.
Come see you. Did she smoke a lot of weed?
No.
No, she didn't. Okay.
No. She was
Jimmy
not...
did, though. That's pretty clear.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about James and during those times, yeah. And right in front of that building right there, I mean, that was that's the old historic Bethlehem. Right in front of that is the Bethlehem Hotel up the road. But we had a park. The stream went through where we lived right there, trout fishing right within 100 yards of right there.
Trout fishing?
Yes. Yes, trout, regular trout, nothing, no... Oh, one eye.
I'd be my captain. Trout fishing with Jimmy and Pam.
Who took this picture?
That's a good question.
Who did y'all pay to take this?
I don't remember.
Is that like an Olin Mills photographer or something? Remember Olin Mills back in the day? So there you go. There's Buck with his big hat and his cowboy boots. You were a cowboy before you ever moved to Texas.
See? I mean, I did. I liked cowboy gear.
That happened in eastern Pennsylvania.
I always loved cowboy boots. You know, I've got over 20-some pair of cowboy boots. I like boots.
You're wearing a kerchief, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's full Go Texan Day right there.
Go Texan Day.
What are you and Jimmy, like, why are y'all's mouths open like that?
I don't know. That's a fair question, too. Such a bizarre picture.
Why is there such a question?
Such a bizarre
picture. Why don't you just look at it as a fantastic oldie picture? Why do you have to tell? You don't need to break that down. And no, Pam's not wearing a bra. Guaranteed.
Yeah, and she's got hairy armpits, as you reported to us before. So that's good. Hey, let's dive into our Coach's Corner here just before 7:15.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner.
All right, go to Twitter, Instagram. Give us your thoughts and caption on the Bucky 1979 picture with Pam and Jimmy. We'll also run down all these free agent signings, who's going where, the winners and the losers. But, Buck, it's time for our March Madness update. March Madness update is brought to you by Higginbotham. Global reach with local touch, with a local touch since 1948 with our friends at Higginbotham. So I was looking at the breakdown of the Texas bracket. Texas is in the South bracket. They're going to play Nevada tomorrow or Thursday at 3:30. Do you know that the 538 website, the statistical website, they say Texas has a 60% probability to win this basketball game. 60%. KenPom.com, the analytics website that covers college basketball, their pick, and they're according to their statistics, it's Nevada 72, Texas 70. Longhorns are a one-point underdog in this basketball game.
It's a lot of points, 70.
Yeah. Well, Nevada can score. Nevada can score the basketball.
Yeah, Texas is going to need to at least break 70 to be in this game, I think.
So this is...
I like their chances.
No, I like their chances, too. If Mo Bamba is 100%, and we're going to ask Shaka Smart this question coming up at 9 o'clock, are they going to attack their strength, which should be the interior? We know that Nevada can score it. They're very well coached, X's and O's wise, on the offensive end. But their tallest player is 6'7", and they only go six players deep. So Texas should have an advantage inside. And, you know, Buck, if you're only six players deep and you can get a guy or two in foul trouble because you're pounding the rock and going to the basket.
Right.
With Kerwin Roach and getting it to Mo Bamba and Jericho Sims, you give yourself a real advantage against a team out of the Big West or the Mountain West.
And I see them getting out. I mean, if they're going to have the BK, if they're going to have the advantage height-wise, that means they should have the advantage rebounding-wise. And this Longhorn team, I'm going to ask Shaka, will you get out and run? When you know you're getting rebounds and you got three guys, you've got the type of players that will get out and run, especially if you're offensively challenged. If you have an advantage rebound-wise, don't you take that ball off the defensive end and just get going?
Yeah, you'd like to. And look, you mentioned it right there. The size is the strength for this Texas team. It has been all year, but you add Jericho Sims into the mix the way he's played over the
right.
past couple of weeks. If you can get Bamba close to 100%, that's a huge mismatch right there that Nevada will have to deal with. And, man, you just hope this Texas team doesn't jack 30 to 35 threes. If they do that, they try to get into a track meet with this Nevada team, they're going to lose. If they slow the game down, put an emphasis on posting up on the low block and making things happen from the inside out, then they'll pull off this, one-point upset over the Wolfpack.
And run and get fouled. If you've got an advantage and you get that ball off that rebound, go.
It's Captain Obvious, but you got 2 7-footers and a guy 6'9 being guarded by 6'7 guys, you should be able to take advantage
Seems
of that.
Seems like it, right? And that'll be up to Shaka Smart. We'll talk to him about it, what their plan may be attacking Nevada after a couple days to see film. Shaka talked on Sunday on Selection Day that he's seen Nevada play on TV. And he's familiar with some of their personnel, but we'll get to talk to him today about what he's seen on film from this team.
What interested me last night in the game, I watched, you know, the UCLA-St. Bonnie game. What's happened to UCLA basketball? I mean, they went in, so you thought they were going to start to make a little bit of a comeback. And they lose to the Bonnies? I mean...
That should never happen.
That should never happen, right?
Bonnies hadn't won a tournament game. And I'll say this. Are these actual tournament games? These playing games should not be counted as tournament games.
I hate those stats right there, because now you've got Radford winning a tournament game.
Yeah, this isn't a tournament. This is you're trying to get into the tournament.
You're trying to get
you're trying to play your way in. You've got to earn your spot. This isn't a tournament win.
But is that my imagination that UCLA at BK should never be losing to? What conference is that again? What is Bonnie again? The
A-10?
They should be losing to them.
No. I mean, St. Monty's a pretty decent team, but, well, UCLA had 20 turnovers. I mean, they just couldn't keep care of the ball.
Yeah, they couldn't attack that zone that Bonnie, they were running at him. And, you know, Lonzo Ball's now playing in the NBA. You know
what I'm saying? He's not coming through that door anytime soon.
And the other kid got kicked off for stealing sunglasses. Now he's playing in Lithuania.
Jeez,
need that ball,
stay
back.
In your lane.
Stay in your lane. All right, other interesting games in the Longhorn bracket. Longhorns play in the South bracket. If they win that game, as Bucky is picking them to do, and as is the probability according to 538, the website, the Longhorns would then play Cincinnati, mostly probably Cincinnati, right? Cincinnati plays a team called Georgia State, and Georgia State is out of the Sun Belt Conference. They have the Sun Belt Player of the Year. And here's one I like. We're going to ask Lee Sterling this question coming up. But this is one I really like, Buck, for your cousin. But you said your cousin's in operation shutdown mode?
He's in shutdown mode, yes. I don't know what can bring him out. What game can bring my cousin out? Which one?
Because Cincinnati's the 2 seed, and they're minus 16 in this game. They're getting 16 points. But they don't score. They don't score the basketball. And Georgia State's a pretty good basketball team out of the Sun Belt. I like that. I like this one here.
Tell you what, don't forget, Georgia State knocked off Baylor a couple years ago in what was a 14-3.
Cincy struggles. If you think Texas struggles to score, if Texas does face Cincinnati in the second round on Sunday,
they
may not hit 50 points combined.
I'm just saying, maybe that game that I saw with Cincy and Houston on Sunday was just a bad game for both of them. But one had a stretch of 5 minutes without scoring, but the other one had a 9-minute stretch. Is that possible?
Yeah, that's Cincinnati. That's what I'm saying. I mean, since they played Houston, Houston likes to get up and down and score with Kelvin Sampson. They were in the 50s.
Right.
So that's the kind of defense that Cincinnati's going to throw at you. You know, I mean, if Texas plays Cincinnati on Sunday, it could end up 45-34.
37-42.
I'm going to stick with what I said as soon as the brackets were released. Texas is in the easiest half of a region, of any half of a region out there. So, look, Texas has to go out and take care of business, and they are a 10 seed for a reason. But the easiest 2 seed, the easiest 3 seed, and the easiest 6 seed, I think, with Miami, with the injuries that they have, they're all in the latter half of the South bracket.
I'm also going to say that if Texas were to win that game over Cincinnati, which, again,
they've
won two games in a row, like, once all year. So
we're sending BK to Texas, Tennessee.
Texas, Tennessee.
Got to send them to that game.
Tennessee plays Wright State in their first-round game.
Crush.
Tennessee's a 12-point favorite. I tend to think that Tennessee plays too much defense. Rick Barnes' teams, they get the lunch pails out and they get after
it. They do.
Wright State's going to struggle to score in that game. So we'll run through some of these other ones in the Longhorn bracket that we can have some fun with. We'll talk to Lee Sterling about it. First games that are official go on Thursday. Out of the Big 12, Oklahoma plays Rhode Island on Thursday morning. Tennessee, their first game, that Wright State game, is the second game of Thursday morning, 11:40. PK, you going to lock yourself in the house? Oh, by the way, speaking of your picture of you and Pam Cummings and Jimmy, the roommate.
Yes.
BK has 3 new dude roommates. He just moved in this week. He got hosed by the movers. We heard that story.
Can you guys take a picture like that together?
Yesterday, you got locked out on day one.
Yeah.
Locked out on day one.
Unbelievable. I didn't have a key yet, right? So I texted the roommates yesterday morning during the show. I was like, please do not lock the door when you go to work. I don't have a key.
Can you do like Texas did? Can you have a team meeting and sit down and get some rules straight?
We're about to.
I mean, just live together.
They all texted back, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
No problem.
Obviously, you need a team meeting where you all sit down and say,
rookie hazing going on there.
This is the way this is going to go, guys.
I get back at 1:20, and Tom McKay of AV Consultations is coming at 1:30, and door's locked.
Dang.
No bueno. We're trying to, like, break into my own house.
Just to break a window on day one?
I thought about it. I tried to.
Terrible thing.
But, yeah, so not a great start to the move. And now the TVs aren't going to be set up by tomorrow, and I'll be cranky.
All right, as you fill out your brackets, we'll get back to the BK locked-out stories and your captions on Bucky's 1979 picture, because they're very funny. But here it is from Vegas. From Vegas, the wise guys, Buck. This is the Vegas power poll.
The real deal.
This is how Vegas has seeded this tournament. Okay? Number one team in their tournament, it's neck and neck, Virginia and Villanova, according to Vegas.
I'll tell you what, before you continue, sorry to interrupt, an important news story from yesterday. Virginia's sixth man and their fourth leading scorer on the team, DeAndre Hunter, it came out that he broke his wrist and he will not be a part of the Cavaliers' run in March. So that is a big loss for the Wahoos.
That is huge. And the margin for error in this tournament is very, very narrow. And that could cost Virginia a spot in the Final Four. I mean, Virginia's got to get through Michigan State if they're going to get to the Final Four, and that could be the difference. And again, the Vegas Power Poll, these are the guys in Vegas. They know what they're doing. Virginia won, but just by an eyelash over Villanova. Duke Duke, according to Vegas, is the third best team in this tournament by power poll, followed by Michigan State, Kansas, Cincinnati, who we just mentioned, North Carolina, Purdue, Michigan, Gonzaga, and West Virginia. That's the top ten, according to Vegas.
In my mind, I mean, in the top ten, my mind, the team that really will heat up and surprise people, not Texas Tech, I think it'd be West Virginia. I think that group will be the group that kind of gets it going.
If they win their first round game, they get Wichita State in round two, which I'm pretty sure on your bracket you picked Wichita State.
I did.
So now you pick Wichita State. Now you say watch West Virginia make a run.
That was your hot take, West Virginia beating Murray State in that 5-12?
The Racers.
Oh, man.
Hey, West Virginia's got senior guards, and they play that defense. But Bob Huggins' teams typically kind of fly out.
I need to make a change.
You making a change?
No, I'm not going to change that bracket. No, I said I'm going with what I have. That's it.
Hey, this says, what in the hell is in Pam's bucket, y'all? Fair question. What's in the bucket?
He's got AIDS.
No.
Is that some of her pottery she was making?
No, that's not. That's a metal, whatever that's called. What are those skillets called?
No.
No, I don't know. That's just a metal bucket.
What's in it?
Hey, will you guys quit trying to break down the... It's a picture.
Okay, but you're... Okay, it's picture day. What'd you need the bucket for?
It went with was the that fashion just... of the day.
Oh.
You know, what was she was bucket? Like a cook. She... Somebody had... Uh-oh, me too. Somebody had to do the cooking at the camp out or whatever.
Someone you.
No.
In your satin outfit.
You think I was getting my stuff all dirty? If we're in a chuck wagon... This is like maybe we're going on a chuck wagon.
You are so fluffy in that picture. I mean, you are so fluffy in your satin suit, your kerchief, your big hat, your leg up over the railing. I love it, though.
I mean, we don't have to break down the whole picture. It's just I just wanted to say there's Pam, just in case you want. Pam was very, very, her hair was really long. She's very attractive, kind of hippie-ish, kind of pottery.
It's like she's straight off. You guys all look like yourself, Little House on the Prairie or something. Where's Merlin Olsen and John Landon? You need him. Or Michael Landon, I'm sorry. Call him John Landon. Michael Landon.
Michael Landon, yes.
All right, we'll come back. When we do, we'll continue Poncho the NFL conversation. The free agent period begins today, 2 o'clock. Who is in and who is out? There's your Coach's Corner and our March Madness update. Good stuff right there. Coming back. BK leads us through Hot or Not as well. And go caption our picture, Bucky with Pam and Jimmy. It's Beanie on the Horn. BK leads us through Hot or Not before the top of the hour. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, helps us fill out our brackets with some of his upsets and picks for the first round and into the weekend. Coming up just after the top of the hour. And as we said, Shaka Smart will join the show. Texas basketball coach about 9:05 this morning. Rest in peace to one of the brilliant minds of our time. Stephen Hawking has passed away.
I saw that movie.
Yeah, I mean, this guy has been called the Einstein of this generation, a brilliant theoretical physicist and cosmologist, just an amazing mind, transformational. I read somewhere that he was born 300 years to the day that Galileo died, and some people in that field, in that realm, put him in that mind, in that conversation of just the way he thought and
Science.
The BK's not up with the Stephen Hawking stuff.
That's the guy with all the scary movies or some and the books.
No, that's Stephen King.
Stephen Hawking.
Oh, this is the guy.
No, not Tony Hawk. No, this guy's different.
I wouldn't confuse Tony Hawk, man. That dude had a hell of a video game he put out there.
He's a brilliant mathematics theoretical physicist. He's just brilliant. It was what he was. But ALS, another one of those horrible diseases. ALS. Oh, man.
He survived a long time, did he not?
He did. But it's going to get you eventually. There is no cure for ALS, mm-hmm. Lou Gehrig's disease. Passed away overnight at the age of 76. So rest in peace there. Get to our website. You can still fill out the bracket. Your field of 64 all the way through the championship game in San Antonio, cutting down the nets. Who's it going to be? You could win a 55-inch smart television, flat screen, the whole bit, from our friend Tom McKay at Audiovisual Consultations, plus other prizes in the prize pack. If you can show your bracketology skills, Bucks is in. Mine will be in this morning. I'll get mine in there first and foremost, but
Pam Cummings does not have a straight razor in the bucket, okay, for shaving. No,
hole in. Yeah, Bucky has brought in, kind enough to bring in his 1979 photo of himself, Pam Cummings, and their roommate Jimmy.
Remember that Jimmy?
We have put that out. Do you remember Jimmy's last name? No.
No, it'll come to me.
Wasn't that memorable? But people are retweeting and trying to help us with a caption. We'd like to have your captions on this. they're too good. This is over. They just coming back from extras on Little House on the Prairie.
It was Jimmy Adams.
It says, badges. We don't need no stinking badges. It says, excuse me where I whip this out. That's good. You guys are great. That is awesome.
It was Jimmy Adams.
So this was pretty recent after your
coming back from
professional
the
NFL career. Right?
Yes. And I then turned bull rider.
Buckaroo. Oh, that is great. Can we put the picture on our app, BK? Maybe on our website.
I knew you would take it way too far.
BK, I think this needs, Devin, our intern, is here. We can put this up at hornfm.com. I think this needs to go viral today. Yeah, and I don't know what it is. I can't stop looking at it. I've known you for 20 years, and I can't.
There's no hair on my face except for the chops on the side.
It is awesome.
It's devastating.
That is a pick. Hey, we've got breaking news. Breaking news signing to be done in the NFL. Maybe this gives us a glimpse into the Cleveland Browns draft plan, but 27-year-old running back Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde going to make a deal with the Cleveland Browns in free agency when it begins. Of course, the Browns have the first and the fourth picks. Would this preclude them from signing or drafting Saquon Barkley? Some would say so because they're giving him pretty good money to come in and be part of their running game. But Carlos Hyde, the latest name off the board. I like that move for them. I think Carlos Hyde's a good player. He was one of the best high school players in the state of Ohio when he came out, went to Ohio State. He's got under 700 carries in his career in San Francisco because he shared a lot of carries with Frank Gore and other guys. So like that for Cleveland. Cleveland's putting themselves in a good spot. I'm saying, wait till we get through April. I'm calling eight wins for the Browns this year.
I'm giving them five. BK's giving them one.
It's a players' league. It's a players' league. They're adding a lot of good players. A lot of good pieces. And that wins football games. And they're going to draft a quarterback. They're going to let Tyrod Taylor man the ship until whoever they draft is ready. And Cleveland. And that division, don't sleep on that division. Cincinnati's falling apart, I believe. Baltimore's not what they used to be. Pittsburgh's still good, but they got that Le'Veon Bell thing to deal with. But Cleveland. Browns.
What are you about to say? The Browns are going to win the AFC?
No, not at all.
Getting close.
Not at all. No, I think they're...
8 wins.
No, 7-8 wins. They're putting themselves in the conversation. I think they'll be a very good football team next year.
I think they'll be very happy at 5, and they'll still fire their head coach at 5.
Well, Hugh Jackson could be the cause of my misfortune in that, but we'll see. We'll see. But Carlos Hyde in Cleveland, they've now added what looks to me to be 4 starters before the draft even comes down. Because Carlos Hyde will walk in and be their starting running back behind a pretty good offensive line, actually an above-average offensive line. We've talked about their weapons. Think about this. Carlos Hyde with Tyrod Taylor, quarterback, Jarvis Landry, Josh Gordon, Corey Coleman are your receivers, David Njoku's at tight end. Now you go into the draft and attack holes with the five or six picks that they have in the first 60 picks. You can really upgrade a football team quickly with all that capital. And they're doing a good job for John Dorsey.
You know, as I look at
actually making sense what they're doing now. They're actually drafting and signing players, not pushing things down the road to create cap space.
Now we talk about these running backs, and outside of Saquon Barkley, there's some really, really good running backs. Barkley's getting all the love in the first round, and I think he'll be the only running back taken in the first round. But man, somebody in the second and third round, they're going to get those type of running backs that we've been talking about, running back by committee. And there are going to be some really, really good running backs that are going to make a difference next year. I think there's at least two or three of them. At least three.
Well, we can make a difference for a team. Into April and start really breaking down the draft after we get through free agency. But, yes, there are. I mean, Alvin Kamara was the offensive rookie of the year. He was a third-round pick out of Tennessee. And
mm-hmm.
Kareem Hunt led the NFL in rushing last year. And he was a third-round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I can't believe Kamara at Tennessee. I can't believe they didn't win that many games. Butch Jones couldn't win any
Butch
games?
Butch Jones, who, by the way, has joined Nick Saban's staff at Alabama. Roll Tide.
Is he part of the, on-the-field group?
Yeah, I believe. I don't know if it's been made official what Butch Jones' role will be with the Crimson Tide, but, yeah, the former Tennessee coach is going to land.
Didn't make enough money that he could stay away from football for a couple of years. He's just going to be an assistant somewhere. He loves the game. He loves the game. That's what it is.
The game. All right, so Carlos Hyde is in. We told you when the deals get done today, Bucky's Minnesota Vikings, I think you have to consider them a winner with Kirk Cousins, who, an upgrade at that position with a free agent quarterback who's thrown for over 4,000 yards each of the last 3 seasons. Washington never went there with him, but You have to be happy as a Vikings fan.
I am.
It's an upgrade at the position.
I like Kirk Cousins.
Position, and they've got good weapons around him. It's not like he has to carry that team. I think there was a lot of time in Washington where you felt like he had to carry the Redskins. They didn't have much of a running game. Their offensive line was lousy, especially this year with injuries. Minnesota's, you know, top five or six offensive line in the league. They've got weapons all over the place with Diggs and Thielen at receiver and Kyle Rudolph at tight end, Dalvin Cook running back with Latavius Murray and that crew. That's a good team, and their defense was number one in the league last year.
Kirk Cousins just reminds me, he doesn't complain. He just goes and he plays and he understands the position. He knows he doesn't have great players around him. He takes his beating, but he doesn't sit around and whine. You know, Philip Rivers for a long, long time used to get his face pounded in too. And he's been hanging around. I know he's not going to be a Hall of Famer, Philip Rivers. Or
might be.
Maybe he'll be, but I've always liked Philip Rivers because when San Diego had really bad teams and they had really bad luck, you know, wide receivers, good. He's one of those real live competitors. Now, it looks like he's bitching and moaning, but he's just competing, I believe, Philip Rivers. I don't think he's a whiner. I just think he's a competitor. And I think you got the same with Kirk Cousins. He's not to that extreme like Phillip Rivers, but I like competitors at that quarterback position.
Guys. You know, the Cowboys are going to hold firm and wait for the early flurry, but if you're a Cowboys fan, you're looking around the NFC, right? You feel like the 9-7 year a year ago was kind of off the mark of where the Cowboys expect to be. The Zeke Elliott suspension was huge, and it pointed to some holes. They got to fix the offensive line in a couple of key spots. But the Cowboys, in my mind, with a strong offseason, and some really targeted free agents can get back to, you know, they were a 13-win team just two seasons ago, and they were a 9-win team, almost 10 wins this year with all the distractions and everything going on. So, but now you're looking at the NFC. Minnesota's upgraded, in my opinion, with the Cousins acquisition. I think Green Bay getting Muhammad Wilkinson up front to play defensive line and to go get Jimmy Graham to give another target to Drew Brees or to Aaron Rodgers is a good one. I think New Orleans getting Drew Brees back, they're going to be a year better in my mind with their offense and what they're doing. And Philadelphia, I mean, this is where the Cowboys are. You've got to beat these teams in your own conference, and they're upgrading. NFC is getting better with these moves. Minnesota was right there last year, and Kirk Cousins is an upgrade. And I think Green Bay was. I think Jimmy Graham, they're paying him $10 million a season. I think they think he can be a real difference maker for them in the red zone. And if not a better red zone quarterback in the league, and certainly in that conference than Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I got to ask you something. I need a little help. Maybe even BK, but I know what he's going to say. You know, this time of the year, every year over the last couple of years, you know, during tax time, and I know when numbers come up on your cell phone, I know people that when they see them and they don't know them, they just say, I'm not answering. But I got this weird habit. I need to talk to everybody. So if they come from, like, Chicago or Illinois or Washington, I answer them because I'm just a friendly kind of guy. So every year around this time, I get these calls about, this is the IRS, and we've been checking out your taxes over the last 4 or 5 years, and listen, we're the IRS police. We want to help you. Give us a call immediately at such and such number out of D.C. So I know it's like a scheme. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you. You know, I lost a home because I fell for a scheme that cost me a home, actually. So now I think to get these people back to do this stuff, I answer the calls, and then I call them back, and I tell them who it is. And I go this long, drawn-out this whole thing with them and stuff. And then I tell them to go do stuff like to their mothers, and I say all kinds of, like, weird stuff. And because it's always somebody from, like, what? Islamabad or Pakistanabad or something like that answer the phones. But I say stuff to these people that I wouldn't even say, like, to my worst enemy. But I carry on this conversation for a while, and then I just, like, go off and say these things about, like, their children and their mom, and, like, I did something to their, like, cousin that, is that okay, but I'll pay my taxes. Is that something wrong with that? Is there something wrong with me for taking these calls and then going back to these people unleashing?
What do you say?
I can't even say it. It's like it's like the most distressing.
You.
I have that. It's like I have that disease. What's that one when you start cursing? What's that one when you
Tourette's?
I go Tourette's on them really, really bad.
Why? Why do you even answer the phone? Just ignore the call.
I can't help it.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
You absolutely can.
No, I can't.
You have to then call them back.
Yes, and then
to
I
chide them and tell them that their mother's a wildebeest.
Oh, worse.
A mother, a children.
No, it's what the wildebeest does to their mother.
Like you're on a list
that.
Because you had a tax issue at one point, so now you're on a list, so you're on those cycle calls. Just don't answer the phone.
You
control that.
I don't. It's uncontrollable.
No, it's
like Tourette's. I go, and we have this discussion, and I say, well, I've got this. So I got this $40,000. Who do I make the check out to? And then you can hear the guy from Pakistan go, oh, you do? Here's the address. And then I go into this thing with them, like, saying stuff about their daughters. Is that bad? You think that's a bad thing?
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I don't answer calls if I don't know the name almost ever. Never, ever, ever. And if they don't leave a message, then they never, that's good. They move along. If they need to get a hold of me, they'll text me. If they need to really hear from me, they'll leave a message. And if they don't, then goodbye.
I can't let them.
You have a lot of time on your hands.
I just can't let them go that easy.
If you'll actually take the time to call them back and then hold a conversation with a scam caller.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you have too much time on your hands.
Okay. That's fine.
You need to pick up a new hobby.
Just want
to
know if that's a bad thing or is that.
I think I'd be concerned.
Okay, I'm concerned.
I think you have some pent-up anger and rage.
Oh, I do.
Well,
I do. If you heard some of the things I say. Yeah.
We'll come back. BK leads us through Hot or Not. We've got Lee Sterling with his picks and helping us with our brackets after the top of the hour. Shock is smart at 9:05. Hoping to check in with David Pearson, Fayetteville, Arkansas. We'll see our weekly Wednesday visit, but it's kind of a strange week with them being on the road. But we got a lot to do. It's B&E all the way to 10 o'clock here on the Horn.
What's hot?
It was hot. That picture of me and Pam and Jimmy Adams.
Jimmy Adams.
He looks like he's still alive.
Between John Lennon and Cheech Marin.
No, he looks like Jerry Garcia.
Oh, there you go. I'm down with that. Hot or Not, BK leads us through that each morning. The issues we maybe haven't hit so far, but I'm going to put him on the spot. BK, what is your favorite and least favorite free agent signing so far?
Ooh,
see?
Favorite and least favorite free agent signing so far. I'll tell you what, and I don't know if this isn't one of the biggest headline moves, but I really like the Deion Lewis to Tennessee free agent signing right there. I didn't think Derrick Henry got enough touches last year. I thought DeMarco Murray was taking carries away from Derrick Henry, and you've got a solid first and second down back with the former Heisman winner, and now a third down back who's a security blanket and pass catching threat for Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, they want to diversify their offense, and those two, and that's a guy that can help you do that.
Least favorite, man. I'm scared of the, and this is just the one that comes to the top of the mind. There's probably more if I saw a list. Some of the quarterbacks scare me with the injury history, but that Sammy Watkins deal scares me. I know if he's on the field, he's a great player. It can be and be a weapon for Pat Mahomes in Kansas City. That dude plays like 4 or 5 games a year. It feels like, and then goes down. So. There's a lot of guaranteed money for a dude who has a pretty hefty injury history. That one is a red flag for me.
Would you have been upset if the Cowboys would have found a way to get the young Landry out of Miami and talked Dez down some money and got a guy like him, Jarvis Landry?
Oh, man, if you get a guy like Landry, you can let Dez go. That's the situation.
I mean, not just talk him down, but let him go.
Yeah, I mean, you would like to talk him down and have both. That'd be great. But if you wouldn't take that pay cut, you can get a guy like Landry, then you'd probably have to let that go.
Is that good, huh?
Yeah, Cleveland had the draft ammo to trade for him and gave up draft picks. I don't know if the Cowboys like their draft picks these days. I don't know if Jarvis is a number one receiver, but in a complement of good players, he can be a good player. All right, we'll do ours coming up. Favorite and least favorite signing so far. Again, no one has actually signed, but the agreements have been announced and at least reported. BK, what do you have in Hot or Not?
All right, guys, today is March 14th, 2018. It's an important day that has failed to be mentioned on this program. It is 1 month after Valentine's Day, which this amongst the fellas is known as National Steak and Watch B.J. Upton Highlight.
Ooh, really? Ooh, today is the day?
Today's the day.
Steak and Favors Day?
Sure.
That's the day.
Go with the B.J. Upton Trading Cards Day, you know? Just make that happen. So there you go.
You're going to have to travel out of state.
Try that one for the ladies.
You're going to travel out of state?
Yeah, steak and whatever.
Because it's 1 month from Valentine's Day. We know Valentine's is typically all about her. Or at least it's become that. I try to fight against the power on that, but it should be about the relationship for both ways. But, yeah, it's probably turnabout is fair play a month later. If you delivered on Valentine's Day, it's time for
Oh, really?
Partner deliver on the next month.
How about a little smooch or something like that? Does that count for anything?
Nice. Oh. First base.
A lot of folks try that.
I got a first base.
She'll be delivering a right cross to your chops. You never know.
Hey, talk about that.
You're all in together.
All right, guys. Also, National Potato Chip Day. You got a favorite potato chip out there?
I used to love a good Lay's barbecue potato chip. You know, I'm still a regular potato chip guy. Lay's potato chips. I don't like the onion dip or,
you know,
they have the
old school ruffles with some fresh onion dip.
I can't do that. It's too hot.
So today is National Potato Chip Day?
It is.
But so it's got to be a potato chip. It can't be like a tortilla chip.
No, potatoes. Potato chip.
Oh, yeah, Lay's.
Like Lay's. I'm going to go.
I'm old Ruffles. I'm old school Ruffles.
Ooh, the Ridges, man.
Ridges with the French onion dip.
That's the ones that come in a tube. I like those.
Pringles?
Pringles. I love some Pringles.
I've been on a Pringles binger lately, man.
I love Pringles, too, yeah.
And you know what? This may make me really fluffy, but my new favorite chip is the baked Lay's. The baked Lay's, not the...
You know how you're gay?
No. Save you a little on the... Because there's not as much calories and whatnot, they say. They're baked, not fried. They're good.
Yeah.
Love the baked
Lay's. Not enough flavor in those, guys.
Yeah. Love them.
All right, gentlemen. I didn't ask for your prediction for the first four games last night, so I'm going to ask you for tonight. Now, I'll spare you Texas Southern and North Carolina
Central. I got Texas Southern.
Go Tigers. But Syracuse and Arizona State, you guys got a feel for that one? Arizona State, a team that got off to a great start. They beat Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse in the non-con, but really struggled down the stretch. Went sub-500 in Pac-12 play. Syracuse has no business being in the dance, but hey, Jim Boeheim has made hay. He's been a pretty solid coach this time of year. So, any projection for tonight?
I'm going to take Boeheim, yeah. I'll take the Cuse.
I have such a disregard for Syracuse at this point.
Cheaters.
Yeah. And Boeheim is this
cheater.
Everyone loves him because he's good to the media, but he's
a cheater.
He's as cheated as anybody. He's had like
more than most. Yes.
And his team always gets in when they're on the bubble. I don't understand that. Like he's got like nine lives at this tournament. I'm taking Arizona State. Give me Bobby Hurley. Give me Bobby Hurley and the Sun Devils tonight. Former Duke point guard.
What else have we got? We got another team playing tonight. That's it.
Those are your two.
Texas Southern and North Carolina State.
Hey, props to Baylor. They did win, and they and Oklahoma State won their first round games in the NIT tournament last night. Baylor and Oak State.
Good job.
Yeah,
I'm going to take Central. I'm going to take NC Central from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Nice.
Home of Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Earl.
Is that right? Was I right about that? Or was that Winston-Salem
State? Look that up.
Yeah.
We'll come back. When we do, we'll hit your headlines and run down this entire tote board of free agent signings to be in the NFL. Who are the winners and losers? Your favorite and least favorite signing so far? And how's your favorite team faring? Plus, Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com helps us with our brackets. It's B&E.